This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack recently signed a proclamation declaring August 7th through 13th as National Farmers Market Week. This year marked the 17th annual National Farmers Market Week to honor and celebrate the important role that farmers markets play in local economies. Vilsack said farmers markets are an important part of strong local and regional food systems that connect farmers with new customers and grow rural economies. In many areas, they are also expanding access to fresh, healthy food for people of all income levels. He also noted that the week recognizes the growth of these markets and their role in supporting both urban and rural communities. Throughout the week, USDA officials celebrated at farmers markets locations across the country. AFBF has joined forces with the Partnership for a New American Economy to raise awareness about the need for immigration reform. Christy Boswell, AFBF's farm labor specialist, explained that immigration reform continues to be a priority for farmers and ranchers across America who need access to a legal and stable workforce. With 2016 being an election year, there's not a lot of movement in Congress, but that doesn't stop us from continuing to press forward, according to Boswell. She says American Farm Bureau is happy to join forces with the Partnership for a New American Economy to raise awareness and support events all across the country. PNAE released studies from all 50 states, making state-by-state cases about the economic benefit immigrants are providing and the needs that they fill for local business, for local small businesses, farms, ranches, and all sectors of the economy. The reports are available online. Government loan program runs dry, putting squeeze on farmers. A recent NBC News story explored how, in agricultural communities across the country, financial worries are growing as quickly as farmers' unprofitable crops. They're suffering from the worst agricultural slump in more than a decade, and a major source of federal assistance has run dry, noted the piece. Dale Moore, AFBF's chief lobbyist, provided some context in the article regarding the status of financial aid for farmers provided by the Agriculture Department's Farm Service Agency. Those programs have reached their borrowing limit, Moore said, adding that the FSA tends to be viewed as a lender of last resort. Educating students in kindergarten through 12th grade about the process of growing and harvesting wheat and other grains in America is the theme of a new series of free lessons called Harvesting Crops and Careers. Developed by the National Agriculture in the Classroom organization, U.S. Custom Harvesters, New Holland, and Conjo Studios, LLC. The seven lessons introduce students to new technologies and varied careers involved in producing and harvesting grain crops and are tied to film footage from Conjo Studios' Conrad Weaver, producer of the Great American Wheat Harvest movie. Learn more about the movie at www.agclassroom.org. Illinois State Fair visitors will find some new and traditional agriculture features August 11th through 21st in Springfield. Illinois Farm Bureau will again offer fairgoers information and entertainment. On August 10th and 11th, before the fair got underway, Farm Bureau had a tent located near the Junior Livestock Barn and Show Ring to engage with young livestock exhibitors. Kids were able to snag a free Farm Bureau t-shirt and a cool drink of water in a reusable Farm Bureau cup. August 12th, 15th, and 16th, you can find RFD Radio Network on the Farm Bureau stage in the Commodities Pavilion across from the grandstand. Rita Frazier and DeLoss Yonke will broadcast live during the noon hour and interview IFB leaders, elected officials, fair winners, and other notable guests. Young fairgoers again will learn about farming at Farmer's Little Helper near Gate 2. In that area, IFB will focus on the farmers market station with information tailored for consumers. Young livestock exhibitors will display their showmanship skills in the 17th Illinois Master Showmanship Contest hosted by IFB and RFDRN. The contest kicks off at 7 p.m. August 12th in the Junior Livestock Barn. The Parade of Livestock Champions starts at 4 p.m. August 13th in the Coliseum. Returning to the Coliseum on Ag Day, the Governor's Sale of Grand Champions starts at 4 p.m. on August 16th. Also making their traditional Ag Day appearance, teams of County Farm Bureau young leaders will test their knowledge during the Agri-Quiz Bowl. The event starts at 8 a.m. August 16th on the stage of the Illinois Building. At 11:30 a.m., the state winners of the Young Leader Achievement and Excellence in Awards will be recognized on the Farm Bureau stage in the Commodities Pavilion. Do you have high cholesterol or high blood pressure? Have members of your family suffered from these ailments? Do you have a poor diet? If you answer yes to any of these questions, you may want to consider being screened through the services of Lifeline Screening. Lifeline Screening uses ultrasound technology to view the plaque buildup in your carotid arteries, the main arteries that carry blood to the brain. Blockages in these arteries are a leading cause of stroke. We're pleased to host this Lifeline Screening event on September 9th at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Register for a wellness package, which includes four vascular tests and osteoporosis screening from $149. It's $139 with the member discount. All five screenings take 60 to 90 minutes to complete. In order to register for this event and to receive a $10 discount off any package priced above $129, please call 1-888-653-6441. Families are invited to enjoy a fun-filled day down on the farm at the Magic House's Fall Farm Festival on Saturday, September 10th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Meet local farmers, check out a real tractor, participate in agricultural activities, and get up close and personal with live farm animals. The Fall Farm Festival is made possible by the Missouri and Illinois Farm Bureaus and is free with museum admission. For more information, visit www.magichouse.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.